This is NPR News from Washington.
It's 7:31. Good morning. I'm Kirsten Kendrick with KNKX News. Let's listen to the sound of a fisher named Neville as he was coaxed out of his carrier this week in Snohomish County.
You guys ready? Everybody ready?
Got a good view? Everybody sees this? This is his bruiser.
Don't miss this guy.
Whoa! He is so handsome.
All right. Woo! Welcome home, fisher.
For 75 years, these cat-sized weasels were absent from Washington's forests. Fur trappers hunted them to extinction. 12 years ago, biologists began importing fishers from Canada. This week, a final group of four fishers was released in the North Cascades, bringing the total number reintroduced statewide to 259. KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe went to the Mount Baker Snoqualmie National Forest to learn more.
Jeff Lewis has been working with fishers for 15 years. He's with the State Department of Fish and Wildlife. The fascination with these weasels hasn't waned.
Its build, its movements, its beautiful color, its beautiful coat, its focus, and it's a mysterious thing, and people know so little about it. And so anytime you get to see one, it's captivating.
He flips on a receiver, listening for any signals that might be coming from fishers around the Bedall campground near Darrington. He scans through the frequencies.
Nobody seems to be within hearing distance at the moment.
He's not surprised. The fishers don't wear satellite collars like the ones used to track goats because the females make their dens in small cavities they find in mature trees or logs.
A female's needing to get into a very small space to have kits, and if you put this bulky collar on her, it makes it hard to get in and out of these really tight den openings. They can't do that. They got to use a bigger one, which puts them and their kits at risk.
So they're tagged with implants. Lewis says 17 animals were tracked on Monday. He's confident that the dozens they've released in the North Cascades are doing pretty well.
We're putting them in great places, really good habitat, and we're putting some super healthy animals out there. We've got good sex ratios of a few more females than males, and we've learned a lot from the Olympics in the South Cascades that we can apply here to give these guys the best chance.
The implants will send signals for 2 years. After that, the hope is to keep monitoring them using hair traps and cameras. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.